And welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Well, it's forecast to be a warm week across South Dakota. Highs reaching the 70s in much of the state. It'll even get up to the lower 80s around Pierre and some other areas tomorrow. Should be a good time to take care of fall garden and yard work. Rick Abrahamson, horticulture instructor at Southeast Tech in Sioux Falls, is with us on the line to answer your lawn and garden questions. And Rick, thanks for joining the program.
Well, thanks for having me again. I truly enjoy being on the air with you.
And if you have some questions, you can email them to midday@sdpb.org, midday@sdpb.org. And we've been throwing out another phone number, but if you want to call us with your questions for Rick Abrahamson, you can call this number, 800-524-3604, 524-3604. Well, Rick, with the weather as warm as it is right now, are there certain things that we should really get out there and take care of?
Well, really, it amounts more towards tree care at this point, because right now trees are, you know, the deciduous trees are losing their leaves and they're getting ready for winter, but the evergreens are doing that too. And evergreens don't lose all of their needles like a deciduous tree does. Instead, evergreens lose the oldest needles every year. Needles can last anywhere from 2 years to 5 to 7 years, depending on the species. So that's going on right now in those trees. So it's important that they still have plenty of moisture, and they still have, it doesn't have to be really nice days, but we don't want to have a real cold frost snap. We wanted to kind of ease on into that. So I think we've dodged that bullet pretty well, at least in where I live in Sioux Falls here. I don't think I've had a killing frost yet in my yard. But one thing evergreens do is they keep losing water, even into the winter, even throughout the winter. So it's really important to put some extra water, irrigate them, take the hose out there and just let it run onto the roots, you know, and really have a good level of water in the soil, because that'll keep that browning from happening over the winter. We call that winter burn.
So just keep watering until what, the ground freezes up?
Yeah, actually the roots will keep growing even after the ground freezes. Obviously, you can't get any more water in there. So sometime in December, you know, usually that happens mid-December when the ground actually gets frost in it. If that was earlier, you'd want to have some water there before that happens. So I tell people to keep watering into December.
You mentioned that in Sioux Falls there, in your yard anyway, you haven't had a killing frost. Does that mean that we're not yet in Indian summer? Can we call this Indian summer right now?
Well, I was thinking about that the other day, and I think it qualifies. You know, it's middle of October. It's only going towards the end of October, and, you know, we got 70, 80 degree weather, so I think it counts. I think what happened in my yard is where I have my tender plants was not as close enough to the house that it got some heat radiating out of from the house, so it didn't freeze. So I still think I had a frost at my house. It just wasn't cold enough to wipe the stuff out I've got growing.
As far as vegetables go, there's still some of the colder temperature vegetables still out there, still growing a little bit?
Yeah, those, if you were to have planted those in September, you know, the cabbages, maybe some lettuce, maybe some radish, peas, stuff like that, that can handle a little bit of cold temperature, those should still be going strong. Depending on what the thing is, you don't really know what to do. That's where I've always had trouble with fall gardening in the vegetable garden. This was one year you could have, you know, 0 degree weather for 2-3 days in September, and the next year you might not have it until November. So it's really hard to predict. But for those that did start some stuff in late August or early September, that stuff should still be going fine now. I personally still take my tropical plants and put them outside. So, I mean, a nice day like this, they like to be in the sun, too.
Well, here's a question about lawns. I fed my lawn in September, but because it's still green and growing a little, do I need to think about giving it more? And also, what about putting down a pre-emergent?
Okay, that they said they fed their lawn in September.
In September, yes.
Yeah. You really don't want to put any more fertilizer on with the exception of a winterizer fertilizer. And that should be done right around Halloween time. If you were to go out there with the same fertilizer you used in September and fertilize now, what that'll do is it'll start the grass growing even faster, and then when we get that cold weather, it wouldn't have enough hardiness to withstand that cold. So under no circumstances do you want to use the same fertilizer you've been using all summer. You want to get a hold of a winterizer fertilizer and put it on the weekend of Halloween, and that should be good, because that fertilizer, that nutrients will be there ready for next spring when this growth starts again. As far as what was the other part of that question?
Putting down a pre-emergent.
Pre-emergent is probably not going to do a whole lot of good right now. If we're talking about lawn, usually the pre-emergent is used is for crabgrass. And crabgrass, you need to have that chemical there when the crabgrass germinates, and that is in the spring when the temperature of the soil is about 50 degrees. So not going to do any good now. If you did have a garden and you wanted to put some pre-emergence in, there's a product that farmers use. It is called Treflan. You can purchase that as a homeowner's to use in the yard under the name Preen. That you could go ahead and put in your garden, incorporate it in real well. But I wouldn't put a whole lot of that because that could impact your seeds germinating next year.
Here's a question from Leland in Sioux Falls. I have an amaryllis that I put out each year, dig up, and store in my basement. It didn't flower this summer, but had good, healthy leaves. Something clipped off the leaves over the weekend. Now I wonder when it would be the best time to dig it up for the winter.
I don't have a whole lot of experience with amaryllis, but I think that it would be any time between now and the end of the month here, even that first week of November would be my best guess on amaryllis.
Okay, here's a question about apple tree. I have a very old apple tree in the backyard, 75 to 100 years old. Would like to trim it way back. Can we do that and have it come back next year and in the future?
You kind of have to be careful with an apple tree if you're doing pruning like that, because you want to avoid what we call topping, and that's where you just take the top off or you whack off, down to whatever, you got a 30-foot crown and you bring it down to 15 feet or something. You're going to end up with a lot of humongous wounds in those pruning cuts. So he's better to do what we call heading back and go back to another crotch. And if some of those are still going to be kind of big on that big of a tree, but that's okay because it's going to be the best place for healing than just willy-nilly going in and cutting it back to some size. The other thing, I don't know what cultivar it is or if it's a good apple or not, but if it, has some disadvantages that way, what he could do is a process we call, it's slipping my mind here. It's a grafting technique where you take an apple tree and you actually cut it way back and then you graft different cultivars into there. It's called top working. I knew it would come back to me here. And he could actually turn that tree into an apple tree with four or five or six different cultivars of apples onto it. And in that case, you do leave that big wound, but it eventually will heal because that new grafted branch that you put in there.
While we're talking about branches and trees, here's a question wondering if it's a good time to trim dead limbs out of trees, or should I wait until a little later? These are clearly dead because they had no leaves at all this year during the growing season.
Okay, I'm going to answer that in kind of a two-part answer here. The first question about the apple tree, if you want to do that grafting technique, you'd do that in the spring. Also, for heavy pruning like that, it'd be better to do it in the spring. Whenever there's dead wood in a tree, you want to prune that out as soon as you find it. So my advice is to get that out of there as soon as they can, because what happens is the tree still tries to send nutrients and water to that spot. So it's actually taking away from the live part of the tree because the tree, in essence, doesn't know that that part is dead.
Here's a question about perennials. Some have already died back. I have not cut them back yet. Should I do that now or wait until we have a hard freeze?
If the leaves, we're talking maybe daylilies or some other
looks like
perennials.
Coneflowers, Coreopsis, and Monarda. Yep. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with Monarda.
One. If they're dying back, go ahead and cut them back at this point. If they still have a lot of, good foliage, let them continue to bask in the sun and store up some more energy. Usually we want to wait with mulching perennials until the top half inch or so of the soil has frozen. So you get a couple of days that's about 20 degrees Fahrenheit in a row. That's the time to mulch, because if we mulch too soon, what will happen is it holds too much of that heat in the soil, and that can impact its hardiness. But as far as that foliage goes, if it's dying down, they can go ahead and cut it back.
Do trees and other plants, shrubs, like these warm Indian summer days, is it beneficial that, as you mentioned, they can really store energy, and then they're ready when the freeze and the cold temperatures come?
Well, basically what happens in the fall is when the trees turn color, that what's happening is that the nitrogen is coming out of those leaves, and the tree's trying to store that up for later because it can move nitrogen. That's why the leaves change color. So we're seeing some different colors. So when we lose that nitrogen, the photosynthetic ability of that plant is reduced by quite a bit. So it's not really making a whole lot of sugars right now. But what it is doing is it's getting itself ready hardiness-wise. It's called hardening off. It's basically putting other chemicals into its branches and stuff like that so that it can survive the winter. So that's really good to have a nice mild fall like this because it gets it more ready. When we have those real quick, Alberta clipper or something that comes in September, and all the leaves freeze off the tree and fall in one night, that actually is a little more detrimental to the tree than if it's able to lose its leaves naturally.
Here's a question about offering guidelines for fertilizing house plants during the winter months. Wondering if you have any particular guidelines.
Well, what I do is fertilize about half as much as the label of the fertilizer bag might say. It depends on what product you're using. If it's a Miracle-Gro product, I'll go ahead and use Miracle-Gro maybe once a month at the most in the wintertime. If it's another Schultz's, there's a product there for houseplants, it might say use, a quarter teaspoon per gallon of water or something like that. I'd cut that in half and only use an eighth of a teaspoon. The reason you want to do that is because even those tropical plants, those indoor houseplants, they still go dormant at some point. All plants have to do that. It's their resting period. It gets them kind of going for when they're not resting. So they just really slow down. So they're not going to use a lot of nutrients. So if you cut it back by about half of what you do in the summertime, it actually works pretty well.
Is there a special kind of fertilizer that works best for succulents, or is it pretty much the same as you were just saying?
There are special fertilizers formulated for succulents. I have, I've got one Christmas cactus at home, which is a succulent plant, and I just fertilize it the same as I fertilize the other stuff. And it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of difference, but I know there are formulations for succulents that, somebody really wanted to get nitpicky about it, they would want to use that, but I don't see that it has a whole lot of difference. The basics about fertilizers is what the fertilizer is made out of and what the salt content is. I did have kind of a flub-a-dub on my spider plants when I used some orchid fertilizer I had, and it has a higher salt content, so my spider plants were really telling me, hey, quit it. We're not feeling too good here.
Well, we're just about out of time here, but we have a phone call here. This is Jim in Yankton, and he's wondering about a recipe for killing apple tree bugs. And Jim, go ahead with your question for Rick Abrahamson.
Yes. I was given this recipe that you put in a Clorox bottle with a hole in it, then you hang it in the apple tree. It is vinegar, molasses, and ammonia or Clorox. And then you do that about the time that the tree blooms. You got any comments on that?
And that's to keep deer away, is that right?
Pardon me? No, this is for the worms.
Oh, for the worms.
Yeah.
I could see that working as a better deer repellent than a worm repellent, to be honest with you.
Oh. Okay.
You know, the worms, you know, I haven't seen anything scientific that says some concoction like that works for the worms, but I think the idea is if you keep the moss away, that'll keep the worms away. You know, it really depends on what kind of worms you're talking about. Some are really easy to control in apples, some aren't. But it might work as a deer deterrent, though. I've seen concoctions like that for that before. But I'm sorry, I don't know how to comment on for worms.
All right.
He had the most delicious apples. No worm holes in them or anything. And mine, I've got to eat around the wormholes. So,
well, as long as you don't mind eating it, I guess. Yeah, well, then, you know, maybe it's worth a try. I don't, you know, if that's what he did and it seemed to work for him, maybe it's worth a try, or maybe it's just that the moss didn't find his tree.
All right.
Well, okay. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Thank you, Jim. And, Rick, I want to thank you again for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday. It's always fun.
All right. Thank you. We had some really good questions today.
All right. That's Rick Abrahamson. He's horticulture instructor at Southeast Tech in Sioux Falls. He's a regular guest on Dakota Midday's garden segments. Coming up on tomorrow's show, as we look forward to a new season of the Dakota Midday Book Club, we'll go back and listen to a few of the first season's conversations. That's tomorrow at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio.